Can everybody hear me? I was asked to speak on the group, and it's like, you know, how do you talk about the group? The group is the most important vehicle in this process. My clean date is August 25th, 1997. But I had a clean date before that, which I gave back. And the reason I gave it back is I came in here and I'm the guy who thought he was going to die in active addiction. And I showed up because it was taking too long. So it was either try this or put a gun in my mouth. And I used to play with a gun in my mouth. So I decided to try this with the help or the coaxing of another individual. Showed up in Altoona, went through treatment, and I started coming to Narcotics Anonymous meetings. And I heard that the promise is freedom. You know, I'm like, freedom. Wow, that sounds really nice. But I had this thing, like I wasn't done using. And in our literature, it says, it asks you, are you done? You know, and I wasn't done, and I wasn't willing to come in here and tell all y'all I wasn't done either. But I came to meetings, and I heard the message. I went back out, and I used, and before I even put the chemical in me, the feelings had returned that I showed up with initially. Because I was back on this path of self-destruction. You know, I heard jails, institutions, and death, and I used right after coming out of an institution. So when I came back in, I got involved in service, and I met some really great people, some people who let me know that they were just like me. You know, I cheated. I bought the pamphlet with me. And the pamphlet says a group is two or more individuals coming together. And I don't quote this stuff, but they have a common bond. You know, I remember as a little kid, I used to be in a group, and we used to sing off key, and we used to dance, and nobody really had too much rhythm, but it was a group. And our common bond was we were trying to entertain people. Well, when I showed up here, the common bond was like I was dying, and it was taking too long. And you guys told me I could stop the process of committing suicide one day at a time. So I took y'all up on what y'all had to offer. Because when I got here, I was willing to do whatever it took, man, because what I was leaving was really, really horrible. My existence in active addiction was really bad. My addiction was brutal. It really was. So I come in, and it's a group of people telling me I can find a new way to live. And I got involved with service, and I got a sponsor, and my sponsor started guiding me through the steps. And one thing that I got in touch with real early was the principles of this program weren't unfamiliar to me. I grew up in a household where spirituality and religion existed. I just never participated in either one. You know, my parents died when I was 5, so I was angry with God, and I was going to show him. And I got here, and y'all were talking about a loving and caring God. You know, and I remember the fire and brimstone God that I was brought up on, and I got in touch with all I had done in my life to prove to God that I wasn't satisfied with what was going on was mostly my fault. You know, most of the insanity was not created by my creator. It was created by me. You know, when I looked at my evidence, God did love and care for me. And I didn't believe that or understand that until I got with a group of people. You know, one thing that I found out in this process, that our literature is bound by interpretation. And I was just telling somebody, you know, if somebody told me to split up four, I would say one and three. But the most balanced way to split up four is two and two. So, you know, you have a group of people over here saying one and three, and you have a group of people over here saying two and two, which is four. It's bound by interpretation. Do you want it split evenly or unevenly? So I came in here and I had the ability to distort stuff. You know, if you tell me something, I can distort it in my mind to the way I want it to be. And we can do that with our literature. So that's why we meet, because one of the things I found out is that I can take some information that will help me live a productive life and distort it and, like, live insane still. So I go to meetings on a regular basis, as regularly as I can, and I thank God, like, for the first maybe 12 years of my recovery, I never had to work at night. So I can attend meetings regularly. You know, since I've been around, I've watched meetings and groups go through differences. And one of the things that is usually the common denominator is the lack of involvement in a group. You know, it's easy to sit in a meeting and say what's wrong with the meeting. Meetings will take on people's personalities when you have two home group members. And I remember an experience where I removed myself from a home group because at the time I was the person in the room with the most time clean. And people thought I had all the answers. A group is ran by a loving and caring God, not opinion and personality. And sometimes that gets in our way because we're human. But for me in my personal recovery, I can't allow that to happen. I thank God for groups of Narcotics Anonymous. Because left to my own devices, I am a mess. You know, I grew up by the age of 10 years old. If you tried to tell me what to do with my life, I would tell you where to go. My mother and father died when I was five, so I didn't have to listen to nobody. And I found out when I got here, I never allowed anybody to nurture me. I have a sponsor, and I asked the guy to be my sponsor because in a meeting, he talked about the emergency room, and he said a phrase that I was very familiar with. It was, stay with us. What did you have today? I don't know how many times I heard that in the ER. You know, and I didn't too much like this guy. And I told him, I said, I really don't flip and like you, man, but would you be my sponsor? Because I needed somebody to guide me through the steps. You know, I come to meetings and I hear various applications of the program, and it really disturbs me when I hear people say, my program. There's only one program. There's only one program. And it's the principles that's embodied in the steps. And like I say, the literature is bound by interpretation, so I need to come as often as possible, as often as I'm available, to understand that applying this stuff to my life is real important. And I need to report to people how I apply it, because I had a situation one time where I thought one thing and I told somebody else what was going on, and I wanted them to confirm that I was right. And they confirmed that I was right, but I handled it in the wrong way. Thank you, John. You know, because when I'm right, I want you to know it, and I want you to acknowledge it. Sometimes that's not always how it is. And I have to accept that. And I learned that stuff from a group of people who are just like me because, like I say, I can take any information you give me and turn it sideways and everything will be messed up. And I'm still right. You know, I'm powerless over everything that goes on except for how I respond to what's going on. You know, I tell people on occasions that I'm real good with acceptance. The problem is when I don't like what I have to accept, I misbehave. I didn't know that. A group of people told me that. You know, a group informed me that you have developed the ability to apply this stuff in your life. And, you know, one of the things I don't deal well with is hurt. And when I'm hurt, I have a certain body language that'll let you know that I'm, like, really, really not happy with what's going on right now. And I've had people explain that to me. And I didn't know that. And it's because of the group. You know, one of the things that I do believe is that everybody in the room can help me. I do understand everybody in the room won't help me. You know, my sponsor informed me that when I ask for help, I can't pick and choose who it's going to come from. So I have to be open. When I got here, y'all told me be open-minded. I'm like, what? If you had an opinion and I didn't give it to you, you really don't need to be talking to me. And that was the way I thought when I got here. You know, your opinion really don't matter, especially if it's not one I didn't give you. I didn't understand people were entitled to have an opinion. You know, one of the things that this program teaches me, and the group teaches me, that I don't have to operate and live by opinion. You know, for a lot of years, at the expense of me, I did whatever it took to be all right with you. I don't have to do that today, and I didn't know that until I came into the rooms, and the group explained to me it's all right to be you. And I still fall into that wanting to please other people. Because one of the things that I understand about this program today is it doesn't exempt me from what I used to go through. It just teaches me how to deal with what I'm going through. Just the way it is. Because I used to pride myself on operating real well in the would be, could be, should be, and ought to be. I operate real well in those areas. I didn't do too good in the what is, because when what is showed up, I just got out. Be it good, bad, or indifferent. And then sometime I got high because that's just what I wanted to do. And then at the end, I got high because I couldn't stop. Y'all told me I could stop. You know, I remember growing up, and my grandmother finding out that I was smoking marijuana, and she said, you need to stop because it's going to progress. And I'm like, that ain't going to happen to me. And I showed up, and a group of people told me I had a fatal, progressive, incurable disease. So when I heard progressive, I'm like, somebody told me that before. but a group of people just like me, you know, pointed it out. And then I looked over my life and how my disease had progressed. I thank God for the program. You know, when I got here, I couldn't thank God for too much of nothing. The group got me in touch with the mess that my life was in. Because I had a way of saying it's not that bad for a long time. You know, the house could be on fire. It's not that bad because the room that I'm in is not burning yet. You know, the group got me in touch with the insanity in my life. You know, I did some things prior to getting here that I thought nobody else had done. You know, one of the first meetings I went to, it was a guy, he shared his story. And he shared my story. This guy shared my story as if he had lived in me. And we were attached at the hip. And he was an older white gentleman, and I couldn't understand. Like, you know, I thought for a long time that I was the only guy whose parents died when he was 5. I really did. Even though I had a sister and her parents died when she, you know. I got here and I used to play with a gun in my mouth and I didn't pull the trigger because I used to think I would hear it. You know, and a group of people told me once you blow your brains out, you don't hear too much of anything. I don't know, the group is the most powerful vehicle because you guys understand what I go through. You know, you guys understand that I want it and I want it yesterday. You guys taught me that, like, I've always had what I needed. I just didn't know how to use it. I don't know. I speak about the group, and right now in our area, we're going through some stuff with groups. And one of the things that I truly believe that a group fixes itself when the individual fixes their self. I can come in the room and I can tell you what's wrong with everybody in here. How dare you tell me what's wrong with me? You know, but I have some people in my life today, and I'll tell them what my problem is, and I'll even tell them the solution. And they ask me, how am I applying the solution in my life? And I have instances where I ask people to help me, and as soon as they try to help me, I want to tell them mind their business. But I learned that stuff in here. You know, I don't get offended when people call me on my stuff. I'm not going to say I don't get offended. I don't get as offended as I used to. Because nobody likes to be told when they're wrong. You know, my sponsor used to ask me when the phrase, I'm sorry, come up. He would say, are you sorry because you did it or because you got exposed? And that's true. Yeah. I learned a lot of stuff from a group of people just like me. One of the things I found out, too, knowledge in a fool's hand is dangerous. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. You know, it's not too much that I personally can share on a group, except for I attend the group, because that's how I get a little bit better at dealing with what is handling life. Not placing too high of an expectation on myself. You know, I was promised freedom from active addiction. I was listening to you share, and I remember I'm in a really good situation in my work life because I was taught by the group, when I'm in trouble, I need to learn how to ask for help, and I ask for help at the right time. You know, me and somebody was talking the other day, and the thought popped in my mind, like, if my butt was on fire, it's real hard for me to blow it out. It's real hard. So I really need a group of people, like, to help me blow out my butt when it's on fire. You know, I come up with some real good ideas until I run them past other people. And then when I run them past other people, they show me the flaws and the defects in this idea. And I find out, well, some days you're just as crazy as you were when you got here. But keep coming back. Because that's how I find out whether or not I'm growing. I don't compare myself to other people. I measure my recovery versus what it used to be like, how I used to react to life compared to how I react to life now. And, you know, not blowing my own horn, I think I'm doing a pretty good job. I don't know, I don't want to shoot dope, but I'm still capable of it. And some days the idea pops in my head. And I go to a meeting and I see a newcomer come in. And they don't have to say anything. I can just see in their face that it's still really bad. And I don't want my misery refunded. You know, I've had situations where I thought my world was falling apart. And I go to a meeting and I expose it to the group and I find out that, you know, this stuff has happened to other people and they tell me how they dealt with it. And I try what they did. You know, my sponsor's real big on not telling me what I better do, what I need to do, what I gotta do. He tells me what he did. And if he hasn't had that experience, he points me in the direction of somebody who has had the experience that I'm going through. Because whatever I'm going through, I'm telling you right now, I can come up with a clever idea of how to get out of it. I've been trying to fix me all my life. And it was the group that started the fixing. But I had to bring all the parts in the room. I had to really tell y'all what's wrong with me. I have to tell y'all my process of thinking. You know, I'm going to stop with this. I was at a meeting a couple of weeks ago, and I still feel like somebody had picked my pocket. And the person that I thought did it, I asked them to give me my money back. And they looked me in the face with this crap-eating grin and told me they didn't do it. And I was headed out the door to my car to get a golf club to, like, remove all their windows. You know, and I'm not talking about stuff that pops in my mind. I'm talking about stuff that I've already done. I've broke people's windows before for hurting my feelings. And I thought this guy had took something from me. And, I don't know, it was like something popped in my mind and it was God. And it wasn't like, here I am. He just showed me stupidity in another individual, gave me the opportunity to look at just how stupid somebody can act so I could think about just how stupid I was getting ready to act. And I look, prior to getting here, I wouldn't have seen nothing. Look, all I would have seen was the golf club. That's all I'd have seen. I wouldn't have seen you being stupid. I wouldn't have seen her being brilliant. I wouldn't have seen nothing prior to getting here because I thought I had been offended. I don't know. This program works, and it doesn't work because I have this clever idea of how to straighten up my life. I come in the room and I tell people what I'm dealing with, and they tell me, well, maybe if you try this. And if I want to try it, I try it. And usually when I want to try it, I get a better result than what I'm thinking. You know? I don't know. This is a simple program. It hasn't been easy. And when it's hard, I have some people that I can go to help me deal with life the way it really is, not the way I want it to be, because I want it to be easy. You know, if I can make $100,000 a year to do nothing, pay me now. Because I won't do nothing. Thank y'all for asking me to share and for being attentive. Thank you. Thank you.